Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming, if you know what I'm talking about. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's HAYES. Get to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. All right, our buddies, Arkells, have got a new album out, Blink Once, and it was released towards the end of September, and they got a tour coming up starting in February. They're probably flying around. I'll bet you Max would get a tat of a company on his face to get free flights around the country.
Everywhere.
I think the whole band should do that, absolutely.
I have just decided, by the way, that I would get NetJets on my forehead for private bird anywhere I wanted.
You would actually do it. After the break, you took 5 minutes and you said, yes, I'll go.
I'm 45, I'm ugly, it's over, so I would get NetJets.
You think your wife would put up with that? NetJets tattoo on your forehead?
She's looking right at me. Would you care if I got that if we got free flights? She said that she doesn't care.
I think she said it might be over. I thought that's what I heard. Mm-hmm. It's the end of the road for us with a forehead tattoo.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, the album is out again, Blink Once. It's out. It came out September 22nd, and we have a Canada tour set for February featuring Arkells, and here's the front man, our main man, Max Kerman. What's the deal with that? You guys flying around the country. Would you get a face tat of, like, NetJets or something like that if you got free flights wherever you wanted to go around the world?
Is this what's being discussed today? Is this
yes.
a news cycle?
Yeah, okay. It is.
No, honestly, you know what? I took a little solo trip down to LA a couple weeks ago, and just being in the airport, I liked it. Like, I just want to get on a plane, period. So for you guys to jump straight to private jet after not having gone anywhere for the last 2 years, you guys, one step at a time. You know, I'm fine with the commercial flight.
Yeah.
Maybe first class would be good.
That's true. It is a bit obnoxious. And on, like, to your point, we haven't left the country. We haven't left Toronto in 20 months. So
yeah,
I guess
baby steps. Come on.
That's a good point. You were down at the game last night. That's another first in a long time, right? The Raptors were home. And, man, did they celebrate their homecoming with quite the performance last night. It was ugly. But what was the vibe like? What was the experience getting back in the building and, you know, doing your thing again as a Raptor fan?
It was amazing. I mean, well, first of all, I want to give a shout out. I just got a text from Reed Mitchell, who's basically runs the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's the longest serving staff with the Leafs, and he's listening to you guys on his way to Brantford to watch some minor hockey game or something.
Yeah, we
he's
love
like,
Reed.
Oh, you're coming up on the show. He's very excited. But anyway, so I had a chance to go to the Leafs home opener because the band played. We performed our tune Arm in Arm, and I went to the Raps last night. And, yeah, it was amazing being back in the building. I will say, the Raps is pretty lively. I mean, I got like the fact that they were down by, you know, 18 points or whatever with 4 minutes to go, and the place was like lit. Like, people were just like so loud. Made me feel really good. It was like very exciting, even to watch kind of a brutal game. People were just like so happy to be in the building. So I'm going to be trying to go to as many games as we can before we hit the road.
What was the vibe like for you? Everyone's kind of explaining the experience of being around a bunch of people, and it's not like you're going to the store to grab something. You're going into a building with lots of people, and everybody views it differently. How was it like for you?
I'm feeling pretty confident. I mean, the fact that it's double vaccinated, like, only, that makes me feel pretty good. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm no scientist. I have a degree in political science. Like, what do I know about numbers or, you know, any of this, like, high-minded stuff? But, you know, if you look at what's happening, you know, in the healthcare community, it feels like the times COVID really gets you is if you're unvaccinated. So the fact that everybody in the building is vaccinated minus Bradley Beal, and that was far enough away from Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. I didn't
right.
have to worry, you know, like, they weren't 6 feet from me. So for me, I felt comfortable with it. And, you know, like, fingers crossed, in 2 weeks, you know, we get the report back from the scientists that give us a thumbs up, being, you know, we can carry on in this manner. Or they say, all right, thumbs down, we got to take a different plan here. So far, so good.
Well, in a way, I guess your band, Arkells, you guys were almost like a guinea pig for all this. You know, down at the amphitheater, you guys played a few shows at the amphitheater to kick things off, right? The first concert in the city in a long time, and I had a bunch of people that were down there that couldn't get enough. And I think we spoke with you shortly after that, or I saw a clip of you saying like how cool it was, the energy. And the amphitheater is just an awesome place anyway. I mean, it's such a great place to be a part of. I'm sure if you're on stage, it's that much better. But I've been in the stands so many different times for so many great shows. But what was that like? Because you guys really kind of held the baton. Like, you were leading the way out of this in a weird way in the summer when you played down at Budweiser stage.
It was a moment in time we'll never forget. You know, yeah, we did three shows back in the middle of August. And, you know, we had got word that, you know, Lollapalooza that had happened 2 weeks before in Chicago, where the vax rates are much lower. And the size of the crowd is probably 100,000 people a day at Lollapalooza. They had like 100 breakout cases or something. Like, it was very, very small. And those cases were probably from people partying, you know, at a condo till 5 in the morning. And the outdoor transmission, like, just doesn't appear to be much of a thing. So we were feeling pretty confident about it. We just had to remember how to play the song. That was the thing that was sort of the most stressful, because we hadn't played a show in 18 months. So the first night, we all really had to think really hard. Like, all right, what's the lyric to this? What's the next chord change? How does the song go? But by night three, by the Sunday night show, we were like, you know, all taking some shots between songs. We were having just a lovely time. It was awesome. You know, to answer your kind of broader question, you know, the being together is there's nothing like it. And it's just a feeling. There's not one moment that you go, oh, this is the best. But you come home and there's just a feeling comes over you, which is just like being in the company of strangers is just the best. Like, honestly, like going down to the game last night, there's like a young woman who did like a spoken word sort of poem to kick off the festivities. I had goosebumps watching. All the rituals that we participate in, whether that's a sporting event or a concert, is just, I don't know, so important, you know, to the human experience, because life is hard enough. Life has always been hard enough, but we've just been missing the fun stuff that, you know, that keeps it interesting and worth living for.
Yeah, and I'm curious how quickly we're going to get back to kind of dreading, you know, plans that we made and we're like, oh, we got to fall through on that. Because for 20 months, we didn't have to fall through on anything. There weren't any plans. We couldn't go anywhere. And I'm actually, my buddy's texted me because he was at your third show on Sunday night. We had a boys' weekend. We're golfing, drinking, and he was there. He's like, I'm going down to Budweiser stage. I'm watching Arkells. I'm like, man, you're going to be dragging your feet down there. And afterwards, he said it was awesome and he's glad that he followed through. But that's like that's pre-COVID life, right? Where when we didn't know that you should be not taking it for granted, you're like, oh, this is a bit of a grind. And I'm curious how you think this upcoming tour is going to be, because hopefully come February when it starts, you know, we're back to feeling normal again, and you guys are going to be touring, you know, throughout the country for Blink Once, the album that came out in late September. It's one thing to play three nights after 20 months. It'll be another thing to tour the country again, hopefully when we're closer to normal life. What do you think that's going to be like?
Yeah, I think it's going to take a minute for people to get their legs back. And there are some people that are just like naturally, you know, a little bit more anxious when it comes to reintegrating with society. But our hope is that, you know, we've done these Canadian tours in the middle of the winter a number of times now. We are experts at it. And people, like, if you're in, you know, Edmonton, Alberta, and it's the middle of February and you don't have a timeshare in Arizona, you're like, I need something to do. Like right. I need a little bit of light. I need a little bit of fun. And hopefully that's the service that we can provide. Cause you know, I think that's what we're here for is to bring a little bit of fun to people's lives.
Absolutely. Again, the album is out, Blink Once, and the Canada tour is set for February. The album released September 22nd via Universal Music Canada. He is Max Kerman of Arkells. So, been to a Leaf game, been to a Raptors game. What's next? I mean, where do you take this this next, Max? I mean, what's on the checklist here, buddy?
Ooh, good question. I mean, hopefully I'll be going to more games. I'm going to be down in New York in a couple weeks, so I'm going to be taking a Harry Styles concert maybe, Brooklyn Nets game. That's sort of on the agenda right now. But you know, I get so superstitious with both the Leafs and the Raptors more than I ever have before, because I'm pals with, you know, a bunch of folks in the organization, you know, obviously, you know, Kyle Dubas and I are good friends, and Nick Nurse and I. And so, and Nick texted me yesterday saying that he was like blasting Arkell's music all day long and pumped for the game. He was like very excited, and he wanted to tell me that. And then we lost. I was like, God, do I have some responsibility
right.
here?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
never again. Know, never again are they
again,
playing
you
that.
Know it. You know the answer to that, Max. You know it.
Yeah, it's my fault, right?
Absolutely. Of course. Well, it's, you and the band. I mean, everyone, you guys can equally spread it out. But I think, Nick, I don't know, man. How do you respond to that text after what happened last
night?
Well,
I mean, he texted me before the game started. So, I mean, I was optimistic that if we pulled off a W, it would be because of me and the band. And then they lost, and, you know. It's stressful, I will say. But I try not to get too superstitious about any of that.
Well,
text him next game, you'll get feathers back, I guarantee you. Text him next game day, and you'll get feathers back.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out. We, you know, we like to have fun on social media. We were sitting right behind the Leafs bench on the opening night, and we noticed that their equipment guy behind the players was watching the game super intently and had his fingers on the backup sticks, depending on who was on the ice. And we made like a, you know, a 12-second TikTok. I think his name is
Bobby Hastings. Bobby Hastings.
That's
legend.
Right. And the thing went viral. It was like 3 million views on it. It's like, I think, our most successful TikTok of all time. It was just basically like, you know, hockey fans in awe that, like, you don't really notice exactly what's going on behind the bench. There's a dude back there who's ready to, you know, hand over a backup stick at a moment's notice if somebody breaks it on the ice.
You know what's amazing about that is, like, I've seen Bobby do it because it's gone viral a couple of times, you know, just the natural game broadcast, catching him quickly get a stick and Matthews grabs it on the fly and he throws it to him and they're on 2-on-1 and he scores. Is in 2021, the idea that someone can go hours without ever looking at their phone, like he clearly could not have his phone out there, which again is like shocking to me because I don't go anywhere without my phone in my pocket. So I would guess the policy is probably can't
happen.
I would
be so brutal. I'd be so bad at that job. I'd be so distracted. So
Max, I gotta tell you, I think that's something new. I played 820 games, a lot of them with Bobby Hastings, and I've never seen that before. It's got to be something new, but it's on the ball, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, good catch.
Dubas runs a tight ship. He wants everybody on their A game. I get it.
Absolutely. For sure he does. Again, the new album is Blink Once, and the Canada tour is set for February. He is Max Kerman of Arkells. Congrats on the album. Good luck with the tour. We can't wait to see you in town, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Good chatting with you guys.
You got it. There he is, Max Kerman again of Arkells.